He was such a strange boy. Kate had felt it from the start, the way he'd climbed out of Simon's car and stood stiffly on the drive, arms by his sides, his face a blank canvas. She'd hurried forward to greet him, determined to make an effort for Simon's sake. "You must be Jonathan. Welcome." He hadn't answered, just looked her over with a slight crease in his forehead, as if he already found her lacking. She tried hard not to mind. She'd known, when Simon suggested this landmark visit from his estranged son, that playing the role of stepmum, even for a few days, wouldn't be easy. She adored her girls. There was no love like it. It had overwhelmed her from the start. There had been nothing in her life as special as the moment each of them was first placed in her arms, scrunchy and red-faced and glorious, and she'd whispered, "Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the world. I'm your mum." She'd do her very best to be even-handed and fair while Jonathan was here, but in her heart, she knew it wasn't totally honest. Her daughters would always come first. She pushed back her shoulders and forced a smile. It was an awkward situation all round. She tried to imagine what it was like for Jonathan. After all, he wasn't to blame for any of this. Apparently, he'd barely known that Simon was his father until recently. This was the first time his mother had allowed him to come and spend time with Simon and his second family. Kate still wasn't clear why Jonathan's mother had thawed. She suspected that Simon had made overtures, perhaps even offered more financial support. He'd always been generous. Simon hated talking about his disastrous first marriage, and Kate had learned not to ask. He was never good at talking about his feelings, especially important ones. She blamed his upbringing and all those years at boarding school. But she sensed, from the little he had said, that he felt profoundly guilty and perhaps embarrassed, too, about his first wife and what a mess it had all been. Being a father to the girls was so important to him. He must have hated feeling that he was failing in his duty to his son, even if it wasn't his fault. "How was the train?" Her voice sounded more pinched than usual. "Come inside. I expect you'd like to see where you'll be sleeping." Jonathan stayed silent, just turned his head to look out at the grounds, taking it all in. "The girls are around somewhere." Her smile was starting to feel strained. "I'll call them in for lunch soon. You can meet then." He shrugged and said, almost under his breath, "I don't hang out with girls." Kate didn't answer. He was a 10-year-old boy. He was bound to be shy, meeting them all for the first time, meeting a father he'd never known. She took a deep breath. They'd muddle through. Besides, it was only for a few days. She ushered him indoors and glanced across at Simon. He was pulling the boy's suitcase from the back seat, shutting the car door. An old-fashioned, battered case. At lunch, the girls stared across at Jonathan with round eyes and nudged each other. Bella, the leader, asked the questions.
"What's your favourite colour? Mine's red. Clara's is yellow."
He looked at her with disdain.
"Only babies like bright colours."
Kate, listening, bit her lip. The girls were only trying to make conversation. They'd been excited about meeting this unknown half-brother. It appealed to their sense of drama. She glanced across at Simon, but he didn't catch her eye. She wasn't sure if he'd heard. Bella, undeterred, went on.
"Have you got a pet? We've got a dog, Coco. He's brown and white. He's a beagle."
She looked round for Coco, checked under the table.
"I've got a horse," Jonathan said. "Two horses, actually."
"Have you? Really?"
Bella looked uncertain.
"What are they called?"
He didn't hesitate.
"Thunder and Starlight."
Clara whispered to her sister, and Bella whispered back, and both girls giggled. Kate saw the boy flush. Of course, he didn't have horses. But even so, the girls shouldn't make fun of him. "Don't whisper, please, girls," she said. "It's not polite." Bella said,
"I'm going to be a vet when I grow up. I'll look after your horses if you like."
Clara gathered her 6-year-old courage and spoke up.
"I'm going to be an astronaut."
He sniffed, dismissive.
"Girls can't be astronauts."
Clara flared at once.
"They can. Tell him, Mummy. They can, can't they?"
"Of course they can," Kate said. "Lots of women have gone into space."